Boss Man Show with my brother from Memphis, Culture Essential AF Podcast, my man, J.C. Smith. What up, bro? How you doing?
What up, boss? What's happening, bro?
Man, just grinding, bro. Summertime. It's truly hot Atlanta. Oh, I got in my car, brother, and said 101 on the temperature dial in my bed.
Hey, man. Hey, today's the hottest day in Memphis also. I think we hit like 98 today, man.
I hear that, bro. Hey, it's truly the dog days of summer. The heat is here. Well, bro, first story of this, bro. Florida man arrested after Walgreens not give him the excess vaccine he could sell on the street. He beat down the people at Walgreens.
Damn, man. In Florida, all right, like, go figure, right, Florida. my man, he was trying to get the vaccine, and he was trying to sell it in the street.
Yeah, the excess. He want to give people shots in the streets and make the money.
Wow. Hey, man. I mean, you got to, you know, admire the hustle, man. You just need to put it back the wrong way, man.
Exactly. We got this, bro. Louisiana Waffle House waitress fired for allegedly getting high on meth in the bathroom, then also spreading it inside of the waffles.
Whoa. Is this Florida also?
Louisiana, close
okay,
enough.
All right. Close enough. All right. Damn, is she trying to make a new flavor? new Waffle House meth flavor in the waffles, man.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Hey, man, like I said, meth make you do crazy things. So I've heard, man.
Now, JC, this happened right in your neck of the woods, JC, right in Memphis. All right, a Memphis man arrested for kicking Waffle House server in the face. Give him the wrong order.
Ooh, man, Waffle House going in on these stories, man. Hey, man, like, I ain't not, like, see, normally you see at Waffle House, you see customers fighting each other. You don't never see, you don't too many times see customers fighting the employees, man. You know, but that's bad, man. Poor, like I said, man, that's sad, man. You know, like, then how messed up your order had to be to kick somebody in the face, though? Like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, and JC, you know how it's coming your way now?
Man, I see.
Right in your backyard, man. Right in your backyard in Memphis. Look here. We have a new poll here, JC. No shock to me and you, but it says, new poll shows race relations between black folks and white folks at the lowest point for the second consecutive year.
Yeah, man, you know, post-Trump. You know what I'm saying? The effects of that, man, you know, I think have, you know, definitely has made us more divided, you know, across racial lines there. But, yes, I'm not surprised by that at all, man.
And we get this right here in Atlanta. People ain't nothing. Atlanta scammer sentenced 3 years for faking death of non-existent child, claiming COVID-19 diagnosis and wire fraud.
Hey, man, Atlanta is home of the big booty girls and the scammers. Like, yes. Big booty girls and scammers go hand in hand in Atlanta. Like, if you, it's like, you know, you're frowned upon, you look down on if you're not a scammer in Atlanta, man. That's how prevalent scamming is down there right now, man. But, man, 3 years?
Yeah.
Man, for claiming a fake death of a child and wire fraud, yeah, man. He got it easy. Easy.
Yeah, he's gonna be enjoying his stay over there on Turner. He'll be over there on Turner. Enjoy that, brother, at the Fulton County Jail on Turner.
You definitely gotta be easy, man.
No doubt. Well, get this, JC. Florida man arrested for beating man in the head with a frozen turkey looking at his girl's booty.
Hey, man, you know, some folks don't play about that girl, man. You know, you gotta, she's all about how you look, man. You gotta. It's a skill to it. It's a method to it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like a real wagon connoisseur.
Yes.
A wagon purveyor, if you will, you know, you just walking by, you see the girl walk by you. It's a 1.5 second look you gotta give. All right.
Yes.
Then like at the same moment that they're walking by, you get your little glance on. All right.
Yes.
Like you don't turn your head all the way back.
Exactly.
You get your 1.5 second glance. That's all.
Exactly. Or you get hit in the head with a frozen turkey in the middle of the store.
Right. Yeah, you don't want to get hit in the head with frozen turkey, man.
We got this. This is a shake your head story. Dying COVID patient in Alabama thought that only a certain skin color could get the virus, doctor says.
Lord. They had to be white. They had to be. They had yes. to be. Yeah, COVID, as we seen, COVID knows no color, no age. You know, it's coming back with a vengeance. This is a sequel. You know, it's a sequel coming out, man. The Delta variant, part two. You know what I'm saying? So, man, definitely, like, COVID ain't playing no games with nobody, man.
No doubt. And New Jersey is trash, JC. Garden State Karen arrested and charged after calling black hotel clerk N-word. Look at you, N-word.
They gonna learn today. It either, man, the way it's going, either they gonna catch an ass whooping, or they gonna lose their job. They're gonna lose their livelihood in some form or fashion these days now, man. So you would think that Karens and, you know, their male counterparts, Kens, I don't know what you would call them, but you think they would have learned by now.
It's nah, man. They doing more and more and more. We got this. Boston Karen throws water bottle at black man for scaring his daughter by walking by her. Like, how walking by somebody scare your daughter? You throw a water bottle. I think you just want to throw a water bottle at that man.
You know what I'm saying? Just fear of a black planet, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just an innate fear that's built in white people. But anytime you walk by them or you catch them off guard, you know what I'm saying? It's always something, man. You know, I think they have a built-in fear of us, man.
No doubt. And JC, this is going to throw you off. To plant and serve, JC, Caledonia, Wisconsin police respond to accusations of drug planting in a viral video of a traffic stop.
Man, that's too much to unpack right there, boss. I don't even know where to begin with that one, man. That's a lot going on, man. See, I hate when you have them stories with too many layers.
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't even touching that one. I'm passing on that. Yeah. Like, who knows?
Okay. Hey, JC, this is one of these stories that only happens in Florida, of course. This is a Florida story only. Florida man arrested for Stone Cold Stunning soul food restaurant owner because he asked for no fat meat in his greens and got greens with fat meat, so he went back in and Stone Cold Stunned the owner.
That's hilarious, first off. That's hilarious. I wish I could have been there to see that. But, I mean, now what other kind of greens is it than fatback greens? Like, well, you a vegan green eater? Like, nah, you gotta have the fat in there.
See, JC, I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, hey, no fat meat in the greens. I would ask him, can you take it out? Not give me any greens with the fat meat in it. I don't like it for some reason. So you eat around it.
You eat around the fat. Now, you cannot have greens without fat meat in there, man. You eat around it. Everybody know that.
I'll be asking for to take it out. I do. So I kind of get why he went off, but I wouldn't go that far.
So you ain't gonna stone cold nobody.
I like being free. I don't have a right. Normal jumpsuit for something. Right. So look, hey, can you give me some greens that don't got fat meat in it, please? He would have probably gave it to him. But nah, where do you go? He goes, walks around the counter,
right.
Stone Cold stuns him, and gets some battery charge.
That's crazy, bro. Crazy.
And it gets worse. We got speed racist. Our racetrack announcer fired for racist rant about the Blacks national anthem, protests, and more for a NASCAR race.
Hey, man. Like I said, when's it going to stop, man? You know, like that story there, Simone Biles, you know, situation, you know, with crazy people, right-wingers coming out saying, you know, crazy stuff about her, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? It's like anytime they feel threatened or, you know what I'm saying, or feel like that we're getting out of pocket, they always want to, you know, say some stuff like, like that, man. So I'm not surprised at all, man. It's just par for the course.
Well, JC, the problem is this, as we've always said, they care about us only when we're performing for them or their colors.
Exactly.
When we don't give them the result they want, then we're everything but a child of God. All they care about us is on Saturday, Sunday, we're wearing their favorite team's jersey. Once that comes off,
right,
that's it. And see, this is the Olympics, not for me. The Olympics is the epitome of colonialism, imperialism, and nationalism. Me, I'm cheering. I don't care about the flags. I'm cheering for people that look like me.
That's it.
I don't care about the flag because each flag is a symbol of colonialism and a boat trip. It's like from the Mexicans, Costa Ricans, the El Salvadorians, the Dominicans, the Haitians, the Cubans, the Jamaicans. It's a boat trip. That's what it boils down to. It's a boat trip.
That's all it is, all day, every day.
That's why I hate when we had this division amongst the diaspora of us people, because, bruh, it's a boat trip. It's settler colonialism, it's imperialism, it's nationalism. That's what it's about. We all come from the same root. It's a boat trip.
You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all it is, man.
Well, JC, another one. 34-year-old man dies from COVID-19 after mocking vaccines, and quote, I got 99 problems with a vaccine one. Now he's taking a forever dirt nap.
I heard about this story, man. And, you know, I think to a certain point, you know, maybe this time last year, or, you know, right when the pandemic and Corona and COVID, you know, was becoming prevalent in the States, I think we all had, you know, maybe more than some people more than others, we all had this arrogance or cockiness towards it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the flu, and, you know, it's made up, it's fake. But then it's like slowly but surely, like, you knew a coworker that got sick, or a family member that got sick that's outside your house, or you got somebody inside your house that got sick. And then you got sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, then, like, it's when it really hit home. Like, nah, this shit, you know, see my language, this for real.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ain't no games being played, man. Like, and I still think the people that are still saying that, you know, maybe they didn't personally get affected or get sick, but nah, it's real, man. And, you know, you don't, like I said, you don't want to joke about something like that. Because, like, it's been taking folks out of here for the last, year and a half, man, with the quickness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, right. You know, like, I still think, you know, it's your own, you know, personal belief, or if you want to get vaccinated or not, like, it's up to you. You know what I'm saying? But I think the studies are there, the facts are there, you know what I'm saying, to where if you're vaccinated, your chances of, you know what I'm saying, survivors, chances of not getting sick or greatly improve as opposed to people who are unvaccinated. So, you know, that's where I fall in with that. But yeah, I heard about this story, man. And, you know, that's sad, you know what I'm saying? Because you speak that into existence. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, karma is real out here, man. Whatever you speak into existence or whatever you play about, you can come back home, man, 10 times stronger, yeah.
No doubt. And you know, JC, for me, I told you this probably before, I hadn't had a shot since 2005. So I got a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not anti-vax. Mm-hmm. I don't like needles. Like, mm-hmm. I hate getting my blood drawn for my annual physical. Like, mm-hmm. I hate that. So I hate getting my finger pricked. I'm anti-needle. I hate needles. Mm-hmm. But now I got the vaccine. I'm going to give me a flu shot now this year. So I just decided I'd rather do this than risk being dead, because there's no coming back from death. That's all my decision. This can help prevent me losing my life early. I'm going to go with it.
No doubt.
I'm not really a fan of needles.
No doubt.
I'd rather take that little stick in my arm and deal with that and be alive than have six people carry me to the dirt. So
that's
the calculus I use, but I'm just saying. But right. Yeah, bro, when you mock it, it will get you. It will get you. We got five more stories to go, JC. Twitter really drags Whitney Renner after a parent breakup with baller baby daddy PJ Washington, was exposed on Twitter because he tried to save you know what, and she was what she was, and he got it. He got caught up.
What was PJ thinking? Like, that was the most obvious, like, relationship. You'd be like, nah, fam, that's not the long haul. That's not gonna be in your best interest long term. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, any day now, any minute. Now, she's fine as all get out. Like,
yes.
Pound for pound, she might be top five, top 10 that I've seen, you know, as far as Instagram girls. She's cold. Like, there's no denying that. But you know her reputation. You're not the first dude, the first athlete, not the second, not the third, not the fourth. Like, this is all she does. You know, is messing around with athletes, and you messed off and you put a baby in her phone. You gonna be paying out child support 18 years now, dog. $200,000 a month or something crazy like that. You know, like, it's gonna be a ridiculous number. So he I saw a meme where somebody posted that PJ Washington just signed Britney to a 18-year deal worth $260,000 a month, something like that. Yeah, a damn fool, man. He should have had some his dad, some family, older family members. Like, nah, fam, have fun with her, you know.
But don't get her knocked up. She won't.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah. You know, take her down, do her dirty or whatever. You know, but dog, strap up, fam. And if you don't, strap up, pull out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Please don't.
Your
pull-out
game gotta be impeccable messing with a chick like that, bro.
Yes. Yeah, and JC, this is a story a little nasty. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis said that they don't bathe their kids daily. Yeah. Only if you can see the dirt. Ugh.
I heard that story, man. Yeah. Oh, Mila Kunis. Yeah. So just say y'all nasty. Just say y'all dirty. Your kids are dirty. And y'all got a dirty, filthy home. Well, they got maids or whatever clean the home up for them. So, yeah, that's, man, what kind of Neanderthal, caveman, European stuff is this, man?
That's European as hell.
Yeah, talking about their natural oils and all that. Nah, you just stink and you dirty.
Like, okay, I'm just wondering. Like, I'm okay. When they getting together, I guess they used to those spunk, I guess. I mean, like, you gotta clean that up while I'm going down there.
Like, exactly. Yeah. So just imagine what the box, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Yeah. So, and then y'all was raising a generation of dirty kids. Cause when they get old, they gonna do the same thing that y'all allowed them to do. You know what I'm saying? As far as their kids not gonna bathe, and then their kids not gonna bathe. So it's gonna be a generation, a lineage of Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis kids, grandkids, great-grandkids out here not washing up, man. Not washing their head.
Terrible. JC, we got F12, man. Atlanta police officer on unpaid leave after caught on camera kicking a handcuffed woman in the head.
I saw that, man. I saw that video, too. No excuse for it. Definitely, man. Like, it's got to go both ways as far as, you know, white officers and black cops as well, man. Like I said, the only thing I could think of when I saw that, like when you first saw it, you're like, what the hell? She must have said something crazy to him, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But still, man, like, nah, you know, that's a woman, a black woman at that, no matter how, you know, cracked out she was, you know, whatever the situation was, you know, that you don't do that to a human being. Regardless of what they say to you, regardless of what happens, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's on the ground, handcuffed, dog. Yeah, like, he should definitely be let go off the force, man, because if you're going to do that to somebody's handcuffed, man, he's probably had some other issues,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, going on as well, man. And, you know, just like something like that, that's not the first time he's done something, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of, you know, beyond his role there.
No doubt, with bro. Yeah. Julio Jones and Roddy White sued by cannabis company for allegedly selling product on the black market and money laundering.
So they're their own cannabis company? I didn't hear about this story.
Yeah, they being sued by a cannabis company for allegedly selling it on the black market and laundering the money. Wow. Pretty much saying they was moving work under the guise of a real business.
Hey, it's Atlanta, you know, Roddy White, you know what I'm saying? Roddy Rich, you know, Julio, you know, is it like, hey, if you ain't scamming, you ain't trying, you know, if you're from the A, man.
Could that be why he wanted out of Atlanta so bad? Could that be why he wanted to leave so bad? Could that be why he knew this down the fight coming? Could that be it?
He saw it.
And JC, the last one is this: Cajun seasoned scrumptiousness. Popeye's chicken nuggets are now here. The brand buys $1 million of their competitive nuggets for charity. So, JC, you're gonna get you some Popeye nuggets in the next few days, man.
I'm gonna try them out. If there's anything like the chicken sandwich, I will be in that long ass drive through line at Popeye's on my lunch break. You know what I'm saying? For many days to come, man. And they're gonna probably be around on a limited time or something like that. But I'm gonna definitely try them out, man.
No, full time. It's full time item. Full,
okay, all right. I'm gonna report back to you, man. All right, I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna let you know how the nuggets are, man.
JC, what are your thoughts on today's report, man?
Hey, man, great stories as always. True stories, true accounts. You know, you can't make this stuff up. You know, it spanned the gambit of foolishness, as all Boss Man reports always do.
No doubt. Folks, check out JC's show, the Essential as AM podcast, Tuesday nights, Facebook, StreamYard, YouTube. You see it right there. Check my man's show out. He is Essential as AF. He's getting it done for you out of city of Memphis, the 901. My man, JC Smith. Bruh, fun as always. Do it again next week, my guy.
Appreciate you, my guy.
All right, now we out. Be honest, bro.
All right, bro.